Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in to Showmits.
Make sure to subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts.
Leave a 5-star rating.
And a nice review.
And spread the word.
Sometimes an on-screen romance can lead to an off-screen showmance.
How romantic.
Join former Glee stars and best friends Kevin McHale and Jenna Ushkowitz as they interview other dynamic duos and share stories about the highs and lows of friendship.
She's my best friend. I love you.
Right here on Showmance with Kevin and Jenna.
Welcome to Showmance.
That sounded a lot better in my head.
Do it again.
I'm not good with my tongue.
Welcome. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Jenna.
How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm a little under the weather.
I'm sorry.
Per use.
Yeah. I feel like this happens a lot.
I know.
It does. It's okay. You said you were feeling better.
I feel better because I'm excited about today.
Oh, my God.
And I'm excited about seeing two of my favorite people in the world.
Everybody should be very excited. These guys are so funny.
And I feel like we don't need to do much other than just put mics in front of them and just let them go. I preface that. So on the show today are Cord Overstreet and Michael Hitchcock.
Yay!
And I saw Cord on the way in, and he's like, "So, like, what's the premise? Like,
what are we?" He has no idea.
I'm like, "Cord, don't you worry. We're gonna make you look great." Because he's one of the funniest people.
Oh, you know, some comedians are like kind of boring because they leave it all for the stage.
Yeah,
I made that up, but they're the funniest.
On and off the
people.
Stage.
Exactly.
And they're
exactly.
also just kind.
No, they're the
wonderful.
Best. I loved working with them. Michael Hitchcock was a Christopher Guest regular on all of his, all of his movies, like Best in Show. And
he's also just been in everything you've ever seen.
Everything.
He's one of those guys.
Yeah, he's one of those guys. And also just the best person. But he co-produced, acted, and wrote on Glee.
Yeah.
And Cord was a star.
He is a star. He's a star. Currently a star.
I do love Cord's music.
Cord's music is so good. That's no joke. We're not even saying this because we're friends with him.
No.
But like, if you haven't listened to Cord Overstreet's music or some of it is just by Overstreet.
You've been saying that for years though. Like
yes.
Even on set, I would be like, I don't know Cord's stuff. Like I've never listened to his stuff. And you're like, Jenna, honestly, like it's so good.
It's just in his blood where he can't help but write a good song.
He's so musical.
He's shown me so many songs, and I've never not liked any of them.
Oh, my God.
Like, I'm sure, like, over 100 songs that he's had from back in the day during the Glee days.
Yeah.
And he never put them out, and they were unbelievable.
How many impressions did Cord do on the show? Quite a few, right?
I think he did quite a few. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to get him to do a
couple.
We're
definitely making him do those.
Before we get to Cord and Hitchcock, let's give a shout out to our new favorite mobile game.
Best Fiends. Yes, we are so excited about our new sponsor, Best Fiends. That's friends without the R, Kevin.
Thank you very much, Jenna. It's a mobile game with an epic story and challenging puzzles that engage your brain.
You collect tons of cute characters that you use strategically for each level.
Go try it right now. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
And you don't have to be a hardcore gamer to enjoy Best Fiends. Anyone can play it.
That's why I love it.
I love it too. It's so much fun.
I kind of suck at video games.
Me too.
It's one of those that like, it's easy, but you can't stop.
I know. I couldn't stop all day today.
Oh, it's a problem.
And it's cute. The characters are real cute.
Yeah, I was late to this because I was at home playing it too. Don't worry about it.
Oops.
And for the first person this week who finishes the game and sends a screenshot to the Showmance IG, we'll send you
a Showmance hat and a koozie.
Woo, 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 woo. We love merch.
Best Fiends has 100 million downloads globally. That's crazy. And there's new levels every month. And it's a great game for when you travel. You can play on a plane, on the subway, on a boat, in the club.
In the club. Engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters.
Best Fiends is a 5-star rated mobile puzzle game on the Apple App Store and Google Play.
Download free on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
That's friends without the R. Best Fiends.
They're going to be here. They're the best. Why don't we just
get to them? All right. Michael Hitchcock and Cord Overstreet.
Happy October, everyone!
It's Kevin
and Jenna
from Showmance.
And this Halloween, we have a very special spooky episode in store for you.
We're doing a deep dive into a paranormal true crime classic, The Amityville Horror Story.
We'll discuss the controversy, the spooky hauntings, the families involved.
And we'll even share a few paranormal stories of our own.
Don't miss A Showman's Halloween, the Amityville Horror Story.
This month on the Lady Gang Network and Podcast One. Wait, Cord.
Yep.
Do you remember playing Sauce That Crunch on tour?
Oh my gosh, where Telly would be yelling something ridiculous.
Yeah.
I remember we played that on tour, and then I remember getting so frustrated with the sounds that were coming. Like, we'd all be on a plane after a show flying to the next city where we were supposed to go to sleep, and you hear Telly being like, sriracha, bacon, what do you call those things that you put in salads?
Croutons?
Croutons! Sauce crunch done. It's like, gosh. It's like, if I hear another crunchy thing with another saucy thing while I'm trying to sleep, I'm going to f***ing lose my s***.
Would just hear like a yelp from the back of it, just like, ah, and it would just be Cord so upset that we were all talking about sriracha and getting excited.
Remember when we were on the bus? What game were we playing? We were on the bus from Manchester going back to London. We were playing a game, and I was so like jet lagged and pissed off. What was the game? It was some game where I just like, as soon as it started, I gave it away. I was like, see, we're done, guys. We're done.
I don't remember. That was a worst bus ride.
I feel like that bus ride was 10 hours long because everybody has very specific memories of why they hated it.
Maybe we should create that. Maybe that's our new TV show, On the Bus.
Just from Manchester to London.
The different segments of the bus. Nightmare. Hey, guys.
All right. When do we start?
We already started.
Yeah.
No, let's
start over.
Yes, that was our podcast.
We're always
this is
recording.
Our podcast.
No, this is off the record.
No, it's not.
It's called Off the Record.
Nothing is off the record.
You have to say that before,
That's
Cord.
The name of my trivia
off
team.
Off the Record.
Off the Record.
From now back is Off the Record.
We can't have your wonderful Telly impression.
I mean,
it's too late.
No, you definitely can't.
It's in there. We've already tweeted it.
It's a good thing nobody follows you guys anymore.
You too.
He's right.
Ouch.
I was including myself. I just already know that, so I don't need to tell myself that.
First of all, Hitchcock.
Hi.
Living Hitchcock. Legend Hitchcock. Michael Hitchcock, ladies and gentlemen.
Nobody's tuning in for me. They're tuning in for Cord.
They're definitely tuning in for you.
Regardless of what you think, we're here for you. We're not here for Cord.
First of all, the beautiful lines that we all got to say.
Yeah, thanks to Hitchcock.
We're all because of you.
Oh, you're welcome.
For those of you who don't, Michael Hitchcock.
And the fun fellowship outside of
the
work.
The fellowship.
Yeah, the fellowship of Hitchcock.
I was trying to think of a Lord of the Rings poem. Yeah.
Michael Hitchcock was already a very successful actor and writer.
Yeah.
And all of that. And then somehow he stumbled onto the Glee set, and I was starstruck and did not want to speak to him.
That was I played Dalton Rumba in the first season. I was the choir coach for the Haver School
School of the Deaf.
School of the Deaf. Yeah.
And we should have won sectionals. Let me just put it out there. And I thought, here's my first impression, because you weren't here yet, Cord. You were still in Nashville. Okay. Anyway, I was just going to say that everyone was super nice, but I thought that Kevin was really snotty. And then you turned out to be the nice one.
No, it's because I was really scared of you.
Oh, really?
Wait, he didn't talk to you? Is that why you thought he was
snotty?
No, I didn't.
I avoided him because I didn't know where to start. Because first of all, I was like, what is he doing here? Like, he's better than this.
Yeah.
And then,
whoa.
What? Because are you kidding me?
No, but the weird thing, it was just the opposite, because I'd seen the pilot, I loved it, and I was so excited to be on Glee, and I knew, because I knew so Jane Lynch and all that, but the weird thing is, we shot that before, way before the show was airing, and I thought, I hope it makes it to episode 8, because that was the one I was on.
Yeah. No, I didn't know what to do or say, because I had been a fan of yours for so long, and I was like, he's here because, Jane must have convinced him to be on the show.
No.
And
God.
Yeah, it wasn't until years later. Like, how did you actually end up on the show?
I auditioned for Robert Ulrich, everybody else.
Oh, my God.
Which is wild. You shouldn't have to audition
for
anything.
There's no hope for any of us anymore. Michael Hitchcock still has to audition for Recur.
Yeah, but then we didn't let him go, and then he became a writer.
And a producer. Co-producer.
Look at that.
Michael Hitchcock, I just watched Best in Show again.
Oh, good for you.
It is so f***ing funny, but you are actually the funniest in that. Don't tell anybody else I said that.
You know what's really weird is that this podcast, we're doing it in Beverly Hills, but Christopher Guest's offices were just a little bit over the road here.
No way.
During this time.
Oh.
Not during this time. During.
Well, during that time. Yeah. During that time.
During.
What's he,
during Best in Showtime. Years ago.
What's.
Oh, my God.
Does he.
Cord
he
into like the mic roll, cord.
Sorry. I'll put my headphones back on. I just was like, I can hear everybody in the room. I don't know why I need headphones.
You don't.
Is Chris Guest in every movie he does?
Yeah. I think so.
Right?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Because he was the guy who was Hall and Pepper. Yeah, a pine nut, pistachio nut.
He's in Princess Bride. Go back and, I mean, he's...
Hall and Pepper, stop right. Naming
can we
nuts.
Join...
Oh, yeah, he played the six-fingered man.
Yeah.
Wait, the six-fingered
can we join the, legion of people requesting for them not to remake Princess Bride?
Yes.
Like, what is...
They're going to remake Princess Bride?
They're
trying they were talking
to.
About it.
It's like, don't
no,
remake
we
that.
Can shut that down.
Don't. Well, I think that movies that were... that have those like big cult followings and those really nostalgic moments are remakes just don't work, especially nowadays. Like things have evolved so much. Like comedies, the same type of comedy isn't funny.
Right.
That's true.
Now.
Yeah.
And you go back and look at Dumb and Dumber, they try to remake it, and it's like, why do you gotta work. Why do you
it
gotta,
worked at that time. It was magic.
Why you gotta put vinegar in the cookie that I had like 15 years ago and tell me it's the same thing.
I love cookies. Keep talking about cookies.
It's like going revisiting an ex and being like, oh yeah, you know what?
Right.
It
no.
Still doesn't work.
Which ex are you talking about, Corey?
Yeah, Corey.
Right.
Which
I was,
one?
I was talking about Hitchcock. We dated for like a week.
Yeah, we did.
You guys do have
really
a wonderful
I don't know how you got us in the same room.
When was the last time you guys saw each other?
I thought you were about to ask something else. I haven't seen...
It's been a few months.
I haven't seen you since... I guess we went to Franklin & Company?
I think... Yeah, or that I saw you perform...
Right.
I saw you perform at the world-famous Troubadour not too
long
ago.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, Cord.
But we went to Franklin & Company after that. That was in May.
Yeah. Probably May. Yeah.
I think you invited me to that.
Yeah. Neither of us went, Jenna.
I couldn't.
Gosh. I was
sick
again.
Or I would have been there. I definitely would have been
Kevin,
there.
Every time, you can't be sick that much.
No,
no he is, though.
I haven't been
he
sick.
Really
I'm sick now. I haven't been sick since then. It's you.
You're sick now?
Well, yeah. It's a sinus thing. It's ever contagious. Yeah.
Poor little Kevin.
That's why,
so
I have Diet Coke. I'm trying to like keep the energy flowing.
Yeah, you know, sugar is probably the worst thing. Actually, I guess if it's diet, technically, it's aspartame.
You know, I am intolerant to caffeine, so I can't have coffee.
That's
Kevin.
Not true.
Yes, it is. He has seizures if he has caffeine.
You do know that caffeine
he's
is in Diet Coke.
Yes, but the amount of caffeine in it I can handle. I can't
coffee
do coffee.
Coffee is like hardcore.
You have seizures?
Yeah.
Cord, you know this.
Apparently I don't.
Well, it's
where
it's
were
not
you
really
in
a seizure.
20,
it's like I pass out for a while and my body
up.
Sort of jerks
and
around.
Have you ever had a seizure around me that I would have seen?
No.
No, I guess not.
He knows when they're coming now and he can lay down and put his feet up.
Yeah. There was a moment where
Michael Hitchcock looks so confused.
No,
he's concerned.
Oh, concerned. It's a look of concern.
I don't want it to happen here because I don't know CPR.
Don't worry.
Don't worry.
It won't.
I don't either.
Do you CPR people with seizures?
I don't know what you do.
No, that's not what you
because my sister's dog has some.
Epilepsy?
I guess epilepsy where he'll, I don't know if it's dietary or I don't know what happens. But sometimes he'll just,
caffeine. It's the coffee.
It could be caffeine or some sort
of. Dogs sometimes got to chill on their morning coffees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We do feed him espresso though. Just to,
oh my God,
it's a bougie family.
No, but no, he'll just start kind of twitching. And you don't really know what to do. You just kind of
no. You can only comfort them at that point.
And you really can't communicate with dogs to be like, what was going on?
That's true, Cord.
I mean, I can.
If anyone could. If anyone could, it would be you.
Oh, God.
Man.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to go outside?
Hitchcock, do you think they should remake Best in Show?
No.
Only if you
bring
do it
back
again.
Busy Bee.
I don't know why you would, but
no, you can't.
Just
it's
do a
perfect.
Different story.
It's perfect.
No,
you
it's
can't
perfect.
Do something.
Just no, but you do a different story. You do the same format, but a different characters and different, you know,
like in different situations.
I'd rather see a sequel with the same people.
Yeah, definitely.
But we just said not to recreate it.
No,
I don't know that different. Christopher Guest would
well,
do
what
it
about
sequel.
Glee? Do you think they should redo Glee?
No.
No.
Okay.
Cord.
Cord.
I'm not saying no. I'm just saying it'll probably happen because everything's getting redone.
No, it'll probably happen.
In like 10 years.
I've always said they can do it again, but it would be all different people. Cause
right. It won't be us.
Yeah.
I mean, I was the...
Unless it's animated.
I was the show choir coach at the end of it, so I might still be there.
Oh, my God.
Unless
Hitchcock,
it's animated.
Do you think we should redo...
I'm finally at the age where half of you guys started at the start of the show.
Oh,
not me.
No, Corey and Matt.
And Harry. Yeah, that's true.
Should they redo it? I don't know. I mean, you'd want it done right. The weird thing is that everyone seems to be redoing it anyway. Like, there's that new show coming out about a church choir or something like that.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot more musical shows.
Yeah.
Will they last, though? That's the question.
I mean, I don't think anything lasts anymore because it's so digested. Everything is just so ADD and digested so quickly.
That's true.
Well, that's, for sure, you.
Super ADD. Just get a couple coffees in me and my brain just starts hopping
and
around.
And just drinking coffee.
Cool, what's the capital of Kansas?
Kansas. Are you just throwing that on me? Is that Topeka?
Oh my god!
Is Kansas Topeka?
Yes.
I just remember one day that we realized that Cord was a savant when it came to
just capitals.
Just capitals.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know the state birds. Don't even get me started. Or the state flower. Just capitals.
Good, because I was about to test it on state birds. I didn't know.
You learn a lot of weird shit about everybody when you're on a set for that long. Did you miss being on set? I mean, I know you were on set as a writer, Hitchcock, but like, did you like being in the writer's room or set more?
The set was always fun because, I mean, honestly, we got to come over and watch the musical numbers after you'd rehearsed.
But once you watch them like one or two times, it's like, it's kind of,
like, got
it's,
it.
All right, yeah, we get it.
I don't need to see this for 8 more hours.
Well, it depends what you wanted to do. There were some that you would just go like, wow. And then there were other ones I would be on the floor laughing because you would all be marching around dressed in those Mamma Mia costumes.
Or naked. And
Cord is usually naked.
Yeah, Cord was usually naked.
Wearing I had on as many clothes as possible.
8 foot wings.
Yeah.
And coming down these crazy risers. And I don't even have great balance. So that was terrifying.
Did you like being able to, like, you guys write these insane things that we then had to do and you would come and see, like, oh, how is this going
to
look?
No, it was fun to go, like, to write it and then actually see it happen, and they'd have the budgets to do it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I did appreciate that you always did. I feel like you always, like, loved it and were super supportive.
I loved all that stuff. I just loved the whole thing of, like, oh, we're going to put on a show and it looks so easy, and then it takes forever.
Oh, my God, forever.
But the fact that it happened and it got done is mind-blowing because you couldn't.
Every single day.
You couldn't accomplish that today with any other crew.
I remember I directed one episode, and so I was behind a wall, a fake wall, and so they're doing the scene, everyone's singing and dancing, and all of a sudden you hear this amazing, like, boom! And like, and Leah just screams, and everyone screams. You think, oh my God, like a light fell on someone. And then what ended up happening was one of those confetti cannons went off at the wrong time. Because they make so much noise. And then it just looked beautiful, all this stuff, but it came down at the wrong time, and then it takes like 20 minutes to clean it all up.
Which episode did you direct?
Child Star, which was the Bar Mitzvah episode, season 6.
You were in the Bar Mitzvah?
Yeah, you were there.
Weren't you Justin Bieber at the Bar Mitzvah?
No, we had several Bar Mitzvahs.
What?
Weren't you at Bar Mitzvah? Bar Mitzvah,
that was when Josie Tota was introduced.
Court.
Yo, what's up?
What's the capital of Oregon?
Oregon said Salem.
Oh my God!
Oh, no, that's crazy.
He's so good.
This is
give
so
me another
weird.
One. See if you can.
You want another one?
Stump me here.
You try to stump you?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the capital of Delaware?
Dover.
Yeah.
One more.
This makes me giggly. Okay, Cord, you ready?
Yeah.
What is the capital of West Virginia?
Oh gosh, it's either Charleston.
You got it.
That's why we should all be homeschooled.
Cord, were you homeschooled?
Yes, Cord was homeschooled.
Were all of your siblings homeschooled?
Yes, and I didn't want to do it, but I couldn't.
Clearly, it worked.
I couldn't drive until
it
high
worked
school.
A little bit. He got capitals.
Yeah.
No, you definitely got capitals.
I got capitals.
Damn, that's amazing.
Unfortunately, I never learned how to read, so.
No, you're like Leah
Michelle. And I'm dyslexic,
and
I'm
ADD. Leah Michelle, then. You can't
read.
Are
you dyslexic?
No, I'm one of those people that if I hear anything in the room,
oh yeah,
sound, I forget everything I read.
But you retain everything you hear.
Yep. audible learner.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is crazy. You recall things that I've forgotten about, and you know exactly. It's almost like Naya. Naya can like see it and hear it, but like you can hear things.
Well, I've also never been one of those people that looks at something and like I look at like a page and I can't remember it. I have to like literally say it out loud.
Is that why you can do impressions so well?
Probably.
Yeah. I was in an audition the other day and I had a big paragraph and like I had memorized it. I was like, yeah, you know this. And the casting director decided to take her like iced coffee like four times while I was speaking and pick it up and jingle it and drink it put it back down in like the whole monologue. And I got through the whole monologue, but I was like, did I do that? Did I even act? Because I was just like, don't forget.
You were thinking about that coffee.
Because that f***ing iced coffee was...
I had one time where it's the person watching us, who was one of the producers, just looked out the window and ate a sandwich the whole time. And I just wanted to throw him out the window.
Yeah, totally. Or take the sandwich and like throw it.
He was clearly bored and hungry.
I was like, I wanted a bite of that sandwich at the end of that.
I really just wanted to know.
I wonder how these people get that job.
Was that turkey or chicken?
Oh, I still see him and I go like, you asshole.
You know this guy?
Oh, yeah. I know.
Damn.
I'm not going
to
name names.
That's what I used to think about Hitchcock.
Was it Ian?
It was no. It's no one you all. Ian. We all know him.
Hey, Hitchcock.
What?
Did you have a... A cardboard cutout of me in your office?
Yes. My office at Glee had a cardboard cutout of Artie, who looked across from me. And I also had a... I always thought, like, well, if I get fired, I need to get out quick. So I had your cardboard cutout.
You have 10
life
minutes.
Life size. And I had a beach towel with a tiger and the tiger's baby on it from Venice Beach. No. That was... you know, thumbtacked on the wall.
My favorite part, like towards the end of the series, I would always go to, I would hang out with the writers. Like I would always, on my lunch breaks, I would always come to the writers' office.
I mean, every day we would go to the coffee bean and get a big ice cream tea.
Yeah, we'd hang out and have tea, iced tea.
Hitchcock, I don't think we hung out.
Talk about our dating lives and all that stuff.
Yeah, I would always screw off to the...
I was
finish that sentence.
Jenna, you were
what was I doing?
I think you were dating someone that lived in Atlanta.
Classic Jenna.
I was
dating
there.
Someone.
So you were in Atlanta the whole time.
I was in Atlanta while we were shooting.
When you weren't in the choir room.
It's true.
Or I was in my trailer.
Yeah.
Well, we never went to the trailer area because that was like very fancy. I worked on the Paramount lot during season 2.
I Love Lucy.
And during I Love Lucy, yeah, I was there when the day Lucy and Desi got divorced. How dare you? You're an asshole. Oh my God. You'll be lucky to look like me at my age.
That's true.
I know.
You look great.
That's actually when I first met him, that's what I thought. So I'm going to be
Hitchcock?
Lucky to look at like
Alfred Hitchcock?
Now I don't even remember my good story.
Are you related to Alfred Hitchcock?
I don't know. I wish
you were.
Was.
Damn it.
You were talking about Paramount.
Paramount. No, I did two shows there, actually. I was doing
Crazy
Men of a Certain Age and United States of Terror.
Because you are a successful actor.
Damn.
Yeah, but John Corbett, John Corbett, who was one of the stars of United States of Terror, he played Tara's husband. He would come over to the Glee set at night and play bongos with all of you like at 10 o'clock at night.
Well, Chris was a huge fan of United States of Terror.
I was huge. So Chris and I were trying to sneak on that set all the time.
I think Chris got onto the set.
I got on.
You did too?
Was that Toni Collette?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I took Corey Monteith over there one time and he said, wow, it looks exactly like it does on TV. And then I went, you've never watched a show, have you? And he went, no. And that was so cool of him to do that. Like, aww. I'm like, oh. That's why we all love Corey.
Yes. Oh my God. The wheelchair episode. Cord, were you there for the wheelchair episode?
I don't
know.
Quite know, but I
don't quite know.
No, he wasn't there.
You were?
I did get tagged in an internet, of some sort of internet, not tagged, what you call it, a Google on alert Instagram. When your name is like a news feed or something.
Yeah, you better have them Google
alert. And it was talking about all the ridiculous, they were like, the show on Netflix, it was talking about all the ridiculous things that happened and that we just overlook. And there's this picture of Kevin just flinging himself into the pool in a wheelchair. I was like, that happened.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, wow, I forgot that. I was
That's
like,
a wedding proposal.
That's my favorite thing ever.
Yeah.
So I don't know. What's the wheelchair thing?
Everybody had to be in wheels.
Everybody, wheels. Everybody be in a wheelchair. In wheelchairs, Mr. Shu put us all in wheelchairs to be able to put ourselves in the position of
Artie. What a weird...
thing to do.
Thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like also yeah. like, oh, hey, we know you can't walk, so we're going to all do
what you can't do.
Also, like, where do you find all those wheelchairs?
Also, yeah, as a choir
That's
coach.
Expensive.
Well, we were all in the yeah. wheelchairs.
School
Amber fell over. Leah fell back. But then one lunch period, Corey and Diana decided to take their wheelchairs to the commissary.
We all did.
Oh, no.
I did, too.
Oh, you went with, I didn't go
And
with
I was,
them.
Like, thinking, like, everyone was, like, looking to me for advice. And then we actually take the wheelchairs out of the studio and, like, go into, like, a real, like,
feels like an insurance
paved
thing.
Road and the rest of Paramount and the lot, and we rode it to the sandwich place.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm actually really weak and can't do this in real life.
But, like, somebody let Corey, like, cut them in line because they actually thought he was in a wheelchair.
Oh. All right. So.
What were you going to say?
I was probably going to say something.
Yeah, don't say it.
I was probably just going to say something wrong, trying to say something right.
Oh,
I have a fun Cord story. One time I was on set, and Cord's, I think it's your uncle was there.
Oh, yeah.
He's from Nashville.
He's hilarious.
And he's a real nice guy. So he's watching, and we're making small talk or something. He said, oh, it's always, you know, fun having Cord on set. And he goes, yeah, you people seem to like him.
First of all, he's like the most sarcastic, funny, weird, wacky, like...
I remember when I met Cord's mom, and I'm like, who is this beautiful lady? And she starts talking, and I'm like, she must be in Overstreet. And then she introduced herself to me. I was like, oh, it's so nice to have you
here. Looks like me. That
yeah.
helps.
Yeah. Yes. And then she left, and she's like, nice to meet you, and like punched me in the arm. I was like, oh my God, she's so strong. They're so strong in the South.
People think I'm crazy when they meet me, and then they meet my sister's mom. They're like, oh, yeah. He's the quiet one.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm the quiet one in my family.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's not shocking, though.
I wouldn't say
no,
you're
no,
quiet
you are.
One.
Way to make it about me, Kev.
Jesus.
Do you guys miss working together?
Yeah, no. I miss working together with all of you.
Oh, my God.
No, I when he directed, I didn't really have anything to do in that.
You
specific.
Ended up taking vacation for part of it.
Because I didn't have anything to do.
You were in the scene. He's like, where's Cord? Oh, he's not here today. He's golfing.
No.
That is actually not what happened.
That's exactly what happened.
I gave like 2-3 months heads up notice on.
Well, no one told me.
On a trip that was a close friend's 50th birthday. And so I had to go off mm-hmm. to that. And I gave 3 months ahead, and I didn't have anything in the episode anyway. So I was like, all right, you're not in this scene. We didn't write you into it.
Oh my
it was
God.
One scene.
Hitchcock, do you remember? So, yeah, getting approved to like do things outside of the show
was
a little difficult. And I somehow got it approved by Ryan to do this movie in the middle of one of the seasons.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Fourth or fifth season.
Nightmare.
And so then they're like, okay, Ryan was like, okay, we'll write you out of the next 2 episodes, because I was the first cast member to do like 100 straight episodes, and so I got to like episode 104, and then I was like, okay, I can take off 2 episodes and go do this movie.
Yeah.
And then you came to set like a couple days after this had finally been approved. It had been months and months in the making, and you're like, hey, it's gonna be a great episode for you next episode. I'm like, what? Do you mean? And you're like, oh yeah, you're gonna be doing real fun stuff. I'm like, you're kidding, right? And you're like, no, like dead serious.
Did you not read it?
They forgot.
Oh, and I'm like, what do you mean? You're like, what am I doing? And you're like, oh well, I can't really say, but you get an STD.
I can't really say, but you get an STD.
You get an STD.
I was like, what?
Art imitating life.
I've never had an STD, but no shame.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
No shame. No shame.
So then Hitchcock accidentally told me that I had a big storyline in this episode that filmed in LA and New York, and I was shooting a movie in Connecticut,
Is close to New York.
Which is close to New York. So then I was going every couple of days from Connecticut to LA, and then they had to film on Saturdays for me because I was shooting during the week in Connecticut.
Oh, that was when we dressed up like sailors.
Yes. And so then all the crew, I was like, guys, were you like supposed to work today? And they're like, nope. I'm like, okay, look, let me just tell you, it's not my fault. Somebody didn't schedule this correctly. And I felt so bad because you were so excited for the storyline. And I was like, oh, God. And
I
remember I fell asleep during one of the – at Andrew Brooks, who's one of the set PAs. I'm like, hey, what's my line? And he would repeat it back to me. I'm like, okay, we got to go now. And then I would say it out loud, and then I would fall asleep.
It burns.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
Oh, did you have – What'd you have? What kind of STD
chlamydia?
Did you have?
Yeah,
syphilis.
Chlamydia.
Chlamydia. Yeah, I remember.
Cord's memory is.
I remember
so
because
it is amazing.
Because one of I think it was Jacob at the time was going through a big bad chlamydia outbreak and.
Oh my god! It's not your story to tell.
And he was giving tips.
I'm kidding.
Cord.
We don't talk about that.
Cord. What's the capital of North Dakota?
Bismarck.
Damn!
Oh my god!
Oh my god! That's
it's wild.
Crazy.
It's
so
wild.
Good.
I don't know.
Oh, I
Cord's barely even here right now. Cord woke up at 3:30 this morning.
The only thing he learned in homeschooling.
So
was
I had I woke up at 3:30 this morning and I drank an entire bottle of champagne in a tuxedo because what else do you do on a Thursday?
And you were nice enough.
I was filming a music video actually, and we wanted to get the sunrise, so I had to get up at that hour. And
but why did you have to drink a whole bottle of champagne?
It wasn't like it was like I was supposed to like take a sip and walk and take a sip and kind of, you know, veer off into the distance and ponder.
What's the name of the song?
The song's called My Ex.
Oh yeah. Oh. So you really were pondering.
Yeah. Well,
into
actually,
the
story behind the song is I ran into an ex at a bar.
Okay.
Classic.
She was like, hey, and I was like, hey. And I gave her like kind of like a weird one-arm hug. It was kind of awkward. And she was like, oh, really? You're just going to give me a one-arm hug? And I was like, and then anyways, we started talking and like started drinking. And she was like, hey, you want to go outside and smoke or whatever? I was like, yeah, sure, I'll step outside. Started talking. I was like, I feel like she's trying to hit on me and like take me home. And then her boyfriend, of course, got there. And then the whole dynamic got really weird and changed. And I wrote the song out of a hypothetical situation of what if I
had
went back and was the other man.
I like that.
It's kind of like a scandal.
Cord, I think your music is so good, and I'm so happy you're still doing music.
Yeah.
And it's just getting better.
And it's so fun to watch you do it live. Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been, I feel like
blast.
I've been Cord's
yeah,
biggest
I
fan.
You haven't been
forever.
To any live shows.
I haven't.
It's completely different than you think.
It's really good. But I've seen. I went to Cord's Rocks show. I went to Cord's New York show.
I come out in like a crystal, like one piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like Britney
and
that.
Drops.
Was that toxic?
Liberace.
Was
like
that toxic?
Celine Dion.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Britney, it's what
yes.
Britney was wearing a toxic.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Do you know capitals of countries?
Oh gosh. No. This is where I'm an American through and through.
What's the capital of Nevada?
Carson City.
Wow.
Damn.
Well, how do you know this stuff?
It just stuck.
Oh, that's crazy.
When did you learn? What year did you learn capitals?
I was
and
like
were you?
Seven
do you
eight.
Remember like really studying them hard?
I
or
had
did
a,
you just
no. I just
them?
Had a map, and I was like, I just remember North Dakota was hard because like whoever's been to North, who's yeah. ever been to North Dakota,
right?
And
damn.
I was like Bismarck, and then and I always got North Dakota and South Dakota mixed up, and I always got Charleston.
There's a lot of Charlestons over there.
And Charlotte's like the CHs.
Yeah.
Like what's the South Carolina is. Charlotte. No, that's...
No, there's Charlotte, there's Charlottesville,
Charleston.
And there's Charleston.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, Charlottesville isn't a capital.
I know, but it's down.
No, but it's like Columbus is like South Carolina or something, I think.
Ohio.
No, Columbia.
Columbia. See,
Columbia.
And then Columbus,
see,
Ohio.
Yeah, yeah,
see,
yeah.
That's like...
Totally.
Like, there's a couple that kind of get tricky.
Vermont.
Mount Pelier.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
How did you two become really good friends, Jenna and Kevin?
We had sex.
Okay, fair enough.
And she was like, that's good enough. I'll stay around.
That's fine.
But let him finish.
No. We tested for Glee together.
Oh, so you were in the waiting rooms together.
Yes, in a test room.
What was that like?
It was weird. Nobody talked, but we like looked at each other knowingly.
It was Chris was there, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
and
so
then
cool.
The people, the other peeps.
And then we came back to do the pilot. We had Amber, Chris, and Jen and I had like 3 weeks or 2 weeks where we didn't really meet anybody else. And then Corey and Leah came in.
Later.
So we had a lot of time together to just bond.
And do you all audition at Fox?
Yeah.
We tested at Fox. I tested a studio and all my other auditions were in New York.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Were you living in New York?
There's
at the
a lot
time?
Of New York people.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
My studio and network tests were at Fox.
So. That's like a different. You just changed up your living environment like crazy.
I moved for the pilot and then moved back because we didn't know if we got picked up.
What do you like better, living in New York or L.A.?
L.A., definitely.
Well, Cord, how long had you been out in L.A. before you auditioned for
the I was probably out here a year and a half.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty short before you booked
that
show.
Year and a half. Okay. Did a bunch of other.
I forgot. Things. Did you audition for the season one? I don't remember.
No. I didn't. I hadn't heard of the show until I went back home for Thanksgiving. I think 2009.
Yeah.
I went back and my sisters were watching the show, and I was like, I'm gonna go watch football with my dad. Now watch football, and then like when they did like a whole MySpace search. And my sister was like, "Hey, you'd be great on the show. You should audition." And I just kind of was like, "I'm not gonna put a MySpace video out." And then my agent was like, "Hey, you want to go in for this show?" And I was like, "Well, can I bring my guitar?" And then,
and you walked in with your guitar. What did you sing?
I sang a song I wrote because I didn't really do well with covers. And then they had me come back and sing an a cappella song later that night, which I think was a Gavin DeGraw song. And then like. Then I actually did Billionaire for the test. It was like 4 auditions or 5 auditions.
Wow.
And then that's we did it on the show together.
I remember the new kid was here.
Yeah,
with
you were the first
cute
new
blonde
one.
Hair.
I know.
And I walked on set as you were shooting Billionaire already. And they were like, gosh, he has such big lips.
You're really not that big.
They're
they
huge.
Looked bigger to me in the beginning than they
big.
Do now, Cord.
No, it's because everyone else now pays for those.
But so
he
now
naturally has those.
I never noticed that until I was on the show. So now in every picture, I like put my lips like... inside my
I didn't
mouth
notice it.
As an insecurity thing.
I didn't notice until I had to make out with Cord on set for...
Oh, forgot about
same.
That. I still have those behind-the-scenes videos
God,
where
Cord,
it's like...
They
I think
are gnarly.
Ian was like... Ian
was
directing. And so he's like, no, really get in there. And so like I'm literally like licking the inside of...
No, and it's like the camera
mouth.
Was just our lips. And you see like the tongues, it was the gnarliest thing because there was just saliva going. And it was... He still has it, and it looks like a porno.
It was so hot.
That's hilarious.
You can't tell me it wasn't.
Cord, that was a lot. And looking at that, like watching it back, I was like, I can't
it was,
tell.
In
it,
fact,
ugh.
it was so detailed and disturbing.
It was.
They didn't even put it in the episode.
They didn't?
No, it was just for my...
That shows you how much
for
Jenna watched
my
the show.
Enjoyment.
Wait, they didn't air that? They aired us kissing.
No, there was part of it. Yeah,
I mean, but
right,
it wasn't.
But not that.
It wasn't.
No.
It was the PG
version.
Because
it was so gnarly. Anyway.
You know, yeah.
Trouty mouth.
You can always take it back.
Do
you can always,
still,
like, pull it back a little bit.
Do people still
yeah,
call you trouty
you
mouth?
You guys got to stop that. Like,
do
Ian,
you still get
Ian,
that?
I'm gonna, I had somebody come up to me in the airport the other day and said something about something, and I was just pissed off. I was like,
and
I was
trouty
like,
mouth?
I was like, all right, like,
let's retire it. Just declare it once and for all.
Retire. Trouty mouth.
You're not going to get a nice Cord if you approach him and call him trouty mouth.
I'm going to bite your head off if you do.
He doesn't like it.
I think they resurrected Trouty Mouth blog on Twitter, and that was a really good blog for a long time.
Yeah,
and
you
I think it is
that?
Too. Now, back in the day, you'd look at all that stuff.
Yeah.
And they're really nice people.
I never
Anyways.
Really looked at the blogs.
Trouty Mouth.
Oh,
no, Trouty
yes,
Mouth was
did.
A specific one that was like a huge Heya fan and like and Cord fan.
Gosh. No, I know it. Somebody said it came up to
Mike
me
Cord, says, Mike.
I'm not gonna even repeat that one. Let's move on.
We missed it.
Let's
this
move
is
on
a,
past
this
the,
is a mature Cord. He's censoring himself.
I know.
Yeah,
we're
I
seeing
mean,
a new Cord.
God, if
did
I
did you guys hang out at the Coffee Bean? Is that how you guys became friends? Do you remember?
I met Kevin downstairs.
No, not
Hitchcock.
Kevin. Hitchcock. The one, the man to your left.
Oh, I met Hitchcock playing Capture the Flag at one of Ian's birthdays.
Oh, yeah, that's
Griffith
right.
Park.
That f***ing hill.
Ian Brennan,
and I
yeah.
thought he was somebody else. I was like, why does he look familiar? And I didn't realize it because I had...
You never watched season one.
No, but I didn't realize. I was like, he was one of those guys that was like, I know him, and I feel like I know him, but it's because I had seen him in a
yeah,
lot of...
in everything.
Yeah,
a
in
lot
everything.
Of, a but lot of... I saw him in Suite Life on Deck with Zach
oh,
and Cody.
No.
You are so mean.
But you but I feel like you and Jane are like two sides of the same coin because you're both in everything.
So yeah, yeah, you are.
I remember enjoying you in the middle.
Did you do an episode once?
Yeah, I did that, and I also did a couple of movies that nobody will probably ever see. You should never.
Well, I hope that we do, so we can make fun of them. And the Suite Life people were very nice. I did three episodes because I knew one of the writers.
Was it? Was that Cole and Dylan Sprouse?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Those are the Sprouses.
Before they were hot.
Before they were twins.
For people, Ian Brennan, who was one of the writer, the co-creators, all that, he was an amazing.
Cody?
We all love him. No,
no.
Ugly.
Oh.
He would do these incredible Capture the Flag games, and every single time, someone would get seriously
injured. For sure.
Like, did you get injured or no?
I never got injured, but I think Robert Ulrich one time almost got his ear ripped off, and and Naya got it bad. Like, she, like,
what?
Like completely just scraped up
I didn't
the
say
side
anything.
Of her leg.
Oh, my God.
We're not talking about sex court.
No, we're not. I remember...
I didn't say a word.
...doing those capture the flag games and, like, climbing. I remember the hill climb that you had to get just to get to the game itself.
It oh, my gosh. Like, when you get older, like, when you hit, like, 30... and you play these games like you used to play, like
you can't.
I went to down to Glenn's ranch this last weekend, and we're playing this game.
People don't know who Glenn is unless you tell them.
My old roommate Glenn Powell,
movie star Glenn Powell,
Scream Queen,
Hot Texas Glenn.
Anyways, there's this massive soccer ball, and there's these like kind of looks like water wings, but like 100 times as big, and you put your whole body in it.
Oh, I played that.
And you kind of bump people around, and I'm seeing all these like 30-year-olds run around and like basically try to bat this ball across the line. Whoever gets their ball across the line wins, and people are running full speed and jumping off and bouncing off of these like
big
human-sized water wings.
Inflated
One
bubbles.
Girl broke her arm, and I'm like,
what?
I'm sitting there like,
oh no!
I'm sitting like,
I will never have that level of commitment to anything.
I'm walking around because I've done this before. I've thought I could play at the level I was at high school.
No,
and something breaks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's a mature chord.
No, I wake up the next morning
lazy.
After like
I just didn't
inflatable
know I sweat
soccer,
in the hot
and you're
Texas
like,
sun.
This is my body is sore. One day you'll know, Michael Hitchcock. One day you'll figure that out.
One time had a trainer who I had a physical trainer who came to my house, and I
long did it last?
Two sessions because he wanted me to do those backwards crab walks up and down the sidewalk.
What kind of trainer did you have?
Yeah.
I think that was for his own enjoyment.
Were you naked?
I was naked at the time.
And the crabs
covered
was
in
an
bananas.
STD thing.
Did you guys ever have to break boards at Ian's house?
Yes.
Oh, I did it with my elbow when we did the Say Anything episode, or where Matt's on the front. We had boards when we were shooting like in Larchmont or in that area. Anyways, I was breaking with my elbows, but I did it at Ian's house once.
Yeah, Ian Brennan would have these parties where part of the fun was breaking board, like karate chop boards.
Well, he was a black belt, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
and
he would have all
and
these
people
boards.
And people went to the hospital for that.
Yeah, I went over there. And
Ian seems to have all the healthy, happy events.
Ian was obsessed with my brother, Timmy, and he got Timmy to go like break these boards at this party. Timmy's like, Kevin, you got to go do it. I'm like, I'm not doing that shit because I'll break something. I'm little. I don't want to like break my fingers. And then it was me and Jama. Neither we were the only two at the party who hadn't done it. Uh-huh. And so Jama's like, I'll go do it. I'm like,
did she break the boards?
Yeah, she broke the boards. And so then
what?
I had to go do it.
Of course she did.
Somebody,
did you break the boards?
There were three people that went at the end. It was some other dude and then me and then Jama.
Thanks for remembering, Kevin.
And the guy that went right before me, because I went Jama and this other guy, he hurt himself like badly. And then I had to go. I was like, well, this is it for me. I'm not going to make it out of here alive.
What I would do is I would grab my wrist like that and then just twist my back. It's all about like weight distribution, but...
Well, you could have told me that before.
I did Taekwondo.
I'd know what to do.
Fetus.
What don't you do?
What don't you do? What?
Should we play a game?
Sure.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I hope it doesn't have anything to do with capitals. I'm...
Let me come back. We'll play a game.
Or impressions. Those are my two strong.
Those are really good. You do
well,
have good impressions.
Well, no. This is a fun game.
Yeah, yeah.
This is...
You can't lose.
This is...
Oh, good.
Michael,
I like those.
This is a game with... Michael Hitchcock is going to have conversations with... No, don't do that.
Put the condom back on
cord. The condom back on the mic cord. Michael Hitchcock
Again,
is going to have a conversation. We'll put you in a situation, and you're going to have conversations with James Earl Jones, Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, great.
Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken, and...
Maybe Obama and George
W. Oh, and George Bush. George Bush. Yeah?
We could try it.
All right.
I haven't practiced these in a while.
Yeah, exactly. We'll see what happens.
You got it.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Our friends over at the Lady Gang have just put out their newest Lady Box on sale and asked us to tell all of our fans because it's a super great deal.
With over $250 worth of beauty and lifestyle goodies, this box features fragrances from Kai Fragrance, which I love this fragrance. I put like a little bit on and I can put it in my purse and I smell so fresh. Hair products from Playa and skin solutions from Shifa Beauty, plus more.
Head over to theladygang.com to find out more and order soon because they will sell out. That's ladygang.com.
Now back to Showmans with Kevin and Jenna.
Cord, before we get started, what's the capital of Maine?
Augusta?
Maryland.
Maryland is Annapolis?
Minnesota.
Minneapolis.
No, you were right.
St. Paul?
Yes. Missouri.
Jefferson City?
Oh, jeez.
Montana.
Mount Helena?
Yeah, okay, well.
Oh, God!
Right?
I mean,
is it Helena?
It. Yeah, it's Helena. Okay. You're right.
Damn it. That's amazing, Cord.
Can you do presidents, too?
Yeah.
Really?
Can you do them in order?
Only like the last four.
Oh.
Oh, it's Becca who can do presidents.
Yeah.
Becca can do...
I could do the states in alphabetical order, but who can't?
Me. I raised my hand, but this is not a visual.
I don't... Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't even
Y'all
remember
don't
my
remember
middle
School
name.
Of Rock or whatever? It's... That School of House or House of Rock or whatever?
Mikhail, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Schoolhouse
okay.
Rock.
Thank
okay.
you.
My, you ready?
Okay.
You ready?
What kind of situation are we gonna
Hitchcock.
Make? Yeah.
You found a bomb that's about to destroy Los Angeles, and only one person knows how to dismantle it, and that's Christopher Walken. You have 15 seconds to get the directions from Christopher Walken of how to save the entirety of the Los Angeles population.
Great. Mr. Walken, it's a pleasure to meet you. I'm a huge fan. I found a bomb on Melrose and La Brea. How do I dismantle it?
Did you just say, how do you smell it?
No, how do you dismantle it? We don't have much time, Mr. Walken.
Oh, well, you know, trying to beat the countdown, if you can. 3, 2, 1's bad. Not going to have enough time. You got to cut the red wire or the blue wire, maybe the green wire.
I don't know. What about this purple wire? What does it do?
That's a German bomb. Don't speak German. You're going to die.
It's so good.
Kaboom.
We used to be in the choir room, and then I'd be like, Cord. He'd be sitting behind me, and I'd be like, Cord, just do it one time. And he'd be like, these guys.
You know,
and
these guys.
Then they'd say action, and I would be crying because I was trying to hold it in.
Oh. Okay, Michael Hitchcock, you're in a grocery store.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can't find the kidney beans you're looking for, your favorite brand. Mm-hmm. You run into Matthew McConaughey, who is with your ex.
Oh, what are you doing here? Mr. McConaughey, I'm a huge fan. And you're with my ex. Well, that's weird. But before we get into that, did you know where the kidney beans are? I've been looking. I've been in aisle 5, aisle 6, aisle 9.
Well, you said 6 and aisle 9. That's what me and your ex were doing last night with some kidney beans on top. So the kidney beans are actually at my place. Most people like to put chocolate on their bodies when they f***ing. Personally, I like to put some kidney beans on my kidney beans. All right. And by the way, your ex, he's still just as good as he was 10 years ago.
Is that your Lincoln out front?
That is your ex's Lincoln. I got it with one of my campaigns.
I hate you.
Oh, my God.
I hate you.
So great. I can't believe that none of you will come improvise with me over at the ground.
No. That's
horrifying.
I'll come improvise. Nobody's going to want my jokes.
I'll watch you guys.
No. You know who's improvised at the groundlings with me before? Hmm. Darren Criss. Come on.
Really?
If he did it, you can do it.
I want to watch Cord do it.
I would be
I don't
a little.
Know if anybody wants to watch me do it, the bits are going to get worn out.
I'm thinking of
out.
Taking classes at the ground.
Cord, you'd be really funny, and then you'd say something just so awful.
Just a little too far.
Okay, so I had an experience at the Groundlings that was not so funny.
Well, there
so
you go.
I went there with Glenn and
Powell.
Glenn Powell, and one of my other friends, and they were both on dates. And I was the only one that was like, I was fifth wheeling it, I guess. And so we were all there, and I had smoked a joint before I went in. And I thought things were a lot more funny than everybody else. And it was just like, you have immediate reaction to what doesn't work, especially being a crowd member.
Yeah.
And I think this is probably like 6, 7 years ago, maybe longer. Anyways, long story short, the girl who was Dr. Evil's wife on
Mindy Sterling.
Mindy Sterling, yeah, she's great on Austin Powers. they're asking for suggestions of song titles, like, you know, and I'm just, I was blazed, and I was just like, I broke her back last night.
Oh.
And instead of, like, picking the title, and also instead of anybody else coming up with suggestions, everybody in the audience is quiet and just kind of looks at me, and I was just like, and no, he said, and it was like a long, like, 20-second awkward beat, and then somebody finally said something like, dish soap.
Oh my god.
And then they use it, and I was like, no, I didn't mean like in like an abusive way. I meant like in a sex way. And
I broke her back.
I didn't mean it in an abusive way, but like in a sex way.
Everybody looked
the
at me like
break back
everybody looked at me like I was broke crazy. Back. I was like, oh gosh.
Oh, Cordy.
That was my awkward ground. And then I never went back. Actually, I did. The last time I went back there.
Well, yeah.
There was,
you need to redeem yourself.
It was Hitchcock. After we were well acquainted and friends, it was probably one of the funnier little bits I've seen, but somebody's like, hey, we're going to college to sculpt butter. It's a butter sculpting college. We have a big quiz tomorrow. And so Hitchcock is going full on bananas on the floor, rolling around like he's like slipping around in the butter. And he's like, oh, I'm churning butter. I'm sculpting butter. Wah! Wah! And then like he's hanging from the rafters and he takes his shirt off. And like it gets like, I'm not kidding.
Come to these shows.
Yeah, growling.
If you want to see me take my shirt off, that's where you can
see. We'll be
there.
And he was just like literally lathering like fake imaginary butter all over his body.
The best.
Okay. James Earl Jones.
Yeah, James Earl.
Michael Hitchcock. You are at an audition for an animated film, and you run into James Earl Jones, who is recording for Lion King.
Oh, okay. James Earl Jones. I'm a huge fan. I'm so. My name is Mike, and we're both here auditioning for this animated show called Pots and Pans. Do you have any advice?
You do not want to use the Teflon. It gets in your food. The chemicals will eat away at your stomach.
Okay, but we're just auditioning to play the Pots and Pans.
Go on. You don't know the power of the dark pan.
Can you do one more?
Yeah.
I just want one more.
Do you know?
Hitchcock, can you teach the how babies are made to George W. Bush?
Mr.
Could George W. Bush teach him how babies are raised?
Oh, maybe that's it. Yes. Yeah. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Mr. President, it's good to have you here. We wish you were still in office.
what's the name of our talk show?
Welcome to I Broke Her Back Last Night. Can you tell us about reproductive organs and how they work?
Well, first you got to start off with like vowel sounds like E's and I's, and they're both in penis. But it's silent because there's no E before C, and there's no C in penis. Say to Laura before I fertilize her, I'm like, hey, Laura, it's all about fertilization. It's like when you put the manure on the flowers, you look at like a woman's private parts, and it's kind of like a flower bed, just ready for that manure. And once you put the manure on there, you're able to get some nice flowers.
Oh. So, okay. So if I want a baby, I put manure in a flower bed?
There is a sex thing that involves poop, but it's like a very specific act. There's no babies in that, but you can get some real good flowers.
Mr. President, that's a beautiful picture that you painted. I know that you're an artist. What is that?
I like to paint things. I've been working on this stick figure for about a month now. It's like this guy's got three arms. It's pretty cool.
You guys are the best.
Oh, come on.
Cord, I always thought you'd be on SNL.
Yeah, they wouldn't have me back after my audition I botched.
Oh, no.
I had a bit where I went in there and I was like, I was talking to Lauren because me and Lauren are tight.
Is this real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds fake,
right?
No, yeah. It sounds super fake, but I went in there and I did all my impressions and he said they weren't good.
Oh, is that right?
And I was like, we're friends. This doesn't make...
I've never liked him.
Are you making this up?
Yes, I'm making
it. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
I had this bit where I would be like Jeff Goldblum getting a...
Oh, Jeff Goldblum. Let's do it.
He would be getting like a job while he's ordering food at a restaurant, and the person would be obviously under the table, and so they'd be like, could you be the waiter in this scenario?
Sure.
I love giving yourself a prompt.
Yeah.
Hi, welcome to Denny's.
Well,
Can I get you the Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity? Or?
Well, you have strawberries, pancakes. Oh, my mouth is so watery. Dinosaurs.
What's happening? Is there someone under the table?
Two numbers, nine, six, and a nine. Ooh. $6.99 the pancakes. Ooh.
Did you ever do that for Jeff Gold?
No, well, that's how I got the impersonation from working with him. Because so
he'd play that game. So Court kept doing it.
So how it happened was like, so I see Mike O'Malley and I love Mike, and Mike's talking to Jeff, and I was like, oh, I'm a huge Jeff Goldblum fan. I'll go introduce myself, and Mike's like, hey, Court, man, how's it going? Come over here and meet Jeff. And I was like, hey, and I didn't realize that Mike had been talking to him a while, and Jeff can talk for a while, and he had me read this play he was doing with him. So he's like, "Ooh, all right, you want to read this play?" And he had me read every character, and it was like it was him, and then a bunch of kids that were like teenagers in the play, or so some weird thing. Anyways, and so he's like, play it like you're a kid. You want cotton candy, but you're thinking about ice cream.
I heard this story before.
And so, like, I read the whole freaking thing with him for like an hour, and I'm like, my brain was just exhausted.
So I knew, like, Court had told me this whole thing before I had ever spoken to him. So by the time I spoke to him, all I heard was Court doing Jeff. And so Jeff came up to me and goes, "Oh, it's so nice. You're gonna have to say this back."
Okay.
As Jeff, he's like, "It's so nice to meet you. You know, you seem like a bird. Like a bird. How do you do that?" And
it's just so wonderful to meet you. Your voice it sounds like a prehistoric animal, a pterodactyl. Oh, a bird. Ah, oh.
It was just like that, and I was like, oh.
Wild.
That's hilarious. Did you guys have a favorite guest star over the years?
Michael Hitchcock.
Besides
Dalton.
Kristen Chenoweth.
Oh, she's. Yeah. I got to work with her on Trial and Error. She's so.
Oh, yeah.
Yo,
nice.
That show.
She's the best.
It was an NBC show that lasted two seasons, but she was so
good.
Funny.
We also love Stamos.
Is that the one where you had the mohawk?
Yes.
Stamos, right. Kristen, Stamos, GP.
GP.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had some good
I
ones.
I love Stamos. He's
he's one of the best.
He's a funny guy.
He's a sweet
man. Where can people find you on social media?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
tell us where to find you.
You could find me at Air One.
Squirrel.
Ew.
Squirrel. No, you can find me at Court Overstreet, or my music profile is at Overstreet.
Go stream and download
listen to
his
all
music.
Of his music.
Yeah, go listen to my music.
Go listen to Michael Hitchcock's music.
Yeah. You can find me. I sing too, but not
Jesus
usually.
Christ Superstar. Is that what it was? No, Godspell.
Godspell. I played Jesus as standing ovations every
night.
Standing ovations.
I'm on Hitch Michael, H-I-T-C-H Michael. Twitter and Instagram.
Well, thanks for coming in, you guys.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for entertaining
Come
us.
Back anytime to All entertain right. us.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Thank you so much for listening to Showmans with us. And get new episodes every Thursday on PodcastOne.com, Podcast One app, or Apple Podcasts. And follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Jenna Ushkowitz.
Follow me on Instagram at Kevin McHale and on Twitter at Druidude. And make sure to subscribe to the show and leave us a nice rating and a 5-star review, of course. And
spread the word. See you next week.
Bye. Thank you, guys.
Yay! We'll bleep them out and cut out
can
stuff.
Can you bleep out jobs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you just say jobs? And
yeah.
Just
can you bleep out the and jobs?
Court is at Court's request.
Or bleep out the jobs.
We were so nice. Do we want the or the jobs?
Do you want the or the job in Court?
I think the job should be in. That's
I think.
So,
yeah. I think we
job.
Yeah. I think we burp out the.